Looks like the honeymoon is over for Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose.
Wow.
Amber reportedly filed for divorce just a year after their wedding. Now, she wants, according to reports, she wants full and legal custody of their one-year-old son, Sebastian, although she is reportedly willing to allow Wiz visitation rights. Now, let's figure this out amongst ourselves. What happened?
I'm going to tell you right now. I know what happened.
What?
Nick Cannon had nothing to do with it.
Let me tell you this. They have been working closely together. Of course, he got her the book deal, the TV deal, but he says he did not know about the split until this week, and that's when they started comparing their split stories.
I don't know. They look real buddy-buddy.
No, they're partners in business.
When she was on Wildin' Out, they look real
And it was something
buddy.
He was
and
in a celebrity.
Together.
And it was a celebrity basketball game. He was playing with the baby.
Well, she went on Wendy Williams and said, I know why Mariah Carey loves Nick Cannon so much.
And my goodness. And think about Nick and Wiz. Wiz probably laid back.
Right. Yeah,
Nick
absolutely.
Nick out there getting... Here's going at everything.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. Wiz Khalifa was a rebound guy from Kanye West. He was a rebound. See, just like Kanye West is a rebound from Chris Humphries.
Well,
that's true.
I'm looking at this settlement. She wants like $100,000 a year, $20,000 a month in child support. She wants two houses, one Maserati, and four bricks a week.
You so stupid. I was like, I don't see that anywhere. What are you talking about?
I made
a mistake. Do they have a prenup?
Yeah.
I'm sure they have a prenup, but I don't know because, if she got Wiz at the right time.
And she is not trying to challenge it.
Yeah, I don't think she will. But here's another thing she may have figured out. I can get my own book deal. I can get these things without Wiz. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some people say she just got with him.
Well, Nick to woke get her up, man. Nick showed was like, her how to hustle.
Yeah, you can get this on your own. You don't have to be married to Nick. You can be your own woman, which she wanted to be her own woman with Kanye, and Kanye wasn't with that.
Right.
He even apologized for it.
I'm going to post the video of her on Wendy on our Instagram.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Chris Brown still has a loyal following. Despite a string of legal setbacks, in recent months, he sold 146,000 copies over the past week, but his CD is still number two. Because, he had major competition.
Let me tell you something.
Barbara Streisand.
That Chris Brown, Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, she's the number one album.
I have never seen her dance.
Number one album in the country.
Chris Brown's X song is awesome. This man, they were having a big debate about Usher and him as far as dancing is concerned. Uh-huh.
It's no competition.
No competition.
Chris Brown is amazing.
Listen,
Usher is a good dancer. Usher's a good dancer, but he's no Chris Brown. There's really nobody better than Chris Brown.
And he's a better singer than Chris Brown.
No. That's not true.
Oh. Absolutely.
Oh.
Please, Twitter, get her.
Yeah,
at Russ Parr Show.
Take your emotion out of it.
A better singer. Chris Brown. All right, yeah.
Better performer. Better performer.
All right, let's just say.
Yeah, performer.
All around, better performer, singer. Who is it?
Usher's
and we're not
Usher or Chris Brown.
Even if you want to go back.
Have you heard his falsetto?
Usher was nice in his day, but
he wasn't
Chris
better
Brown
than Chris Brown in his day.
Somebody's tripping.
All right, next.
Yeah, let's just move on. We're talking about Kanye West because you sound silly. I know you're in love with him. But
yeah.
Northwest is making her Fashion Week debut. This girl's 15 months old, and nobody was talking about anybody but Northwest.
I got a tweet from Roland Martin.
What is Roland Martin? What did he say?
He says, not four bricks of weed. You're foolish. Come on, Roland. You know the deal.
All right, so listen.
Yeah.
North is sitting front row at the Balenciaga show with her parents. They wore matching outfits. She's 15 months old. But what would you expect?
So
she's already had a photo spread in Vogue magazine.
What did they do? Just leave Walmart?
No, on the way to the amusement
park.
But
is this news? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. But it's just all everybody was talking about yesterday. She's gorgeous, and she's had a spread in Vogue magazine. And you know what Robin Thicke and Pharrell say? They say if you're going to throw them under the bus about that whole Blurred Lines Marvin Gaye thing, then you got to get Beethoven too, because he stole stuff too. That is really what their defense
Beethoven.
Is saying.
Well,
yes.
That means we're going to pay.
They said, da, 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 da. I'm Alfreda Zatala. That's all out the way. For more stuff, go to the Rest of Our Morning Show.com.